Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Break Cycle. I'm your host, Joshua Smith. Hope everyone's having a good night. I haven't seen you in a while. What's it been, fucking...
Dude, it's been a while.
Over two weeks.
I think 2 weeks since we did a show.
It's been a fortnight.
Yeah. Just so everyone knows, I'm dealing with a bunch of shit. I'm not having a good time right now, medically and mental health wise. So now let's leave it at that. I'll talk a little bit more about it. Nah, Delta 9 will send me into a fucking anxiety frenzy.
You need a Delta 9 gummy right now.
Anxiety's been hitting me pretty hard lately, and I got some other health shit going on, and I'm pretty upset right now, actually. I went to the doctors for the first time in like fucking 10 years the other day, and I told the doctor, yo, I have this issue and this issue and this issue, and I need to get these figured out so that, and on top of it, I'm having terrible fucking anxiety. And he's looking at me, I got like tremors because I hate the doctor, and I'm like fucking already like my blood pressure's high and shit. I'm like, I fucking hate being here. And he's like, well, we have to get you on an SSRI first to treat your anxiety. Then we'll be able to treat the other stuff. So nah, dude, listen, my anxiety is because of this shit happening, bro. Like all this shit that I'm dealing with is causing me anxiety, and I'm here to get those things fixed. Not have you give me some fucking psych med. You're not even a psychologist.
He thinks it's psychosomatic.
No, very clear. My anxiety's been very clear lately.
Yeah.
For anybody that knows what anxiety's like, bro, mine's been really fucking bad, dude. Like waking up in the middle of the night, constantly fucking shaking, dizzy, fuck all of it. It sucks, dude. And so I went to see a doctor about my other issues that are causing me to have anxiety, and he wanted to throw SSRIs at me and not take care of the other shit. I need a fucking sleep study, bro. Give me a sleep study. I haven't had a good night's sleep in 20 fucking years, bro. I need a good night's sleep. That's it. And he's like, no, we need to get you SSRIs. I was fucking walked out. Because I'm not gonna take that shit. No, dude. Don't treat the symptoms. Let's treat the fucking cause.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not depressed. He's like, I think you're probably depressed. I'm like, I'm not depressed, dude. I enjoy getting out and going and doing shit and being around people. And fuck, I love it, dude. I'm fucking anxious because I have all this other shit going on. And I have a lot of stress in my life. And you want to throw an SSRI at me or an SNRI at me? And then go and treat these other issues that are causing my anxiety? No, bro, get the fuck out of here.
I'll hook you up with my doctor.
I'm gonna go see like a fucking Eastern herbalist, bro. I'm not kidding either. I'm serious, dude. I'm going.
It's just gonna be me with a wig.
Yeah. Guys, before we get too far, let's talk about some sponsors. Of course, we got TopLobster.com, the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break Cycle, where you can get this great Dr. Ron Paul for Congress 1974 shirt that you see me wearing tonight by using BTC at checkout for a 10% discount. Or you can join the Patreon, subscribe star, or the become a member of the YouTube channel under all of my videos by hitting the join link. I know we have been kind of quiet lately. We are going to start doing we're going to start doing shows at least once a week. That's it. It's going to happen. And I do have a after-hour show booked tonight for all the members. I know I haven't been taking care of you guys lately, and I apologize, man. It's not good. And I was talking to, by the way, we found out the gender of Ryan's baby. We'll talk about that in a little while. Mm-hmm. We went to his gender reveal party, in hopes that he would burn down the park or something, but he didn't. I was hoping for something that I could get on video, but it didn't work. We found out the gender of his baby, and then I got to meet his parents and mm-hmm. his brother, and I got to meet his wife's parents, and they were all like, your show's really good, but man, you cuss a lot. and I'm like, yeah, I say the F word a lot. And it's like, look, I don't do that around my kids. I don't do it at work. I don't do it anywhere else except for here when I'm around and when I'm around friends because I feel comfortable. Right. And
an adult show.
I was a sailor and all that shit. You know what I mean? But I am going to make a more conscious effort to try to cut back on the F bombs. I am. I think that's probably.
That's for you, mom.
That's for Ryan's mom. We're going to try. I'm going to try. I do say the F word a lot. I do. I can't help it.
I'll just be your F word Jesus. I'm going to tell.
Yeah, you'll be the F.
You'll be the F word. I'll take your burden. I'll increase my F words.
Guys, of course, as sponsors, we also have Peace Hawk Coffee. With this small coffee roasting business, Peace Hawk will sell delicious micro-batch roasted coffee online while donating at least $1 of every pound sold to worthy foreign aid organizations like Yemen Relief and Reconstruction Foundation, who's expressed support for this project. While their initial focus will be on Yemen and Ethiopian coffee, we'll also have some affordable Central American varieties available soon. However, Peace Hawk will always donate at least $1 from every pound sold to worthy foreign aid organizations. When you buy Peace Hawk Coffee, you're not only buying great coffee, you have a chance to support the economies of countries struggling against the effects of war, support stellar private aid foundations doing life-saving work abroad, support stateside peace activists like me and myself, my friends here on the show, and everybody who's really ever been on the show, and my good friend Will Hobson, who started this company. The name PSOC will be the counter to the Warhawk, who is aggressively pro-war. This company will be aggressively pro-peace. Sign up today for the email list at PSOC.coffee. Please do that. Will's such a good dude, and he's doing something really, really cool, actually. And the coffee's good. It's good coffee. Let's check in with my wonderful co-host. You guys have already talked to him a little bit. Ryan, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing all right. It was last week was one of the most eventful weeks of my life. I found out the gender of my baby. We're gonna have a boy.
Yeah, you were like riding. You were riding the high, dude.
Yeah, and then I just found out.
I know, and I just I told him at the gender reveal. Not only did we bully you into conceiving, we also bullied you into making a new, like, aggressive male in the world, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Awesome.
And then a little over 24 hours later, I watched my dog get hit by a car. Yep.
And lost his leg.
Yeah.
So he's alive.
He's alive. Yeah. Very, very luckily. But yeah, we had to amputate one of his back legs, and whole underside is just abbed up with road rash.
I will say this, though. His dog, Captain, is a cute dog. But his legs are like no more than 2.5 inches long, so he's not really gonna have to like work hard to like get used to the three legs. You know,
he's gonna be named Captain with a peg leg.
Yeah, Captain. Yeah, that's a pretty dope. You gotta give him a pretty cool patch, dude. Fuck yeah, hell yeah. AJ, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recharged the batteries last weekend.
Chinese spy blue camping. Oh yeah, you did. You went like man camping too.
Yes, yeah. I went. Well, as they call it these days, primitive camping.
Is that what they call sleeping in a fucking tent these days? Primitive.
Well, they'll call it a primitive site.
I'm start calling it Kaczynski camping.
yeah. I was actually. I didn't know. That wasn't on purpose. But I got there and somebody sent me a meme. And they're like, "If you want to commemorate Ted Kaczynski, go out in nature. Go into the woods. That's what Ted wanted. That's what he liked.
He wanted you to turn.
And
the
I'm reading this while I'm
off.
In the woods, while I'm wearing camo, and I'm like, oh shit.
It all makes sense, dude.
It all makes sense now.
If you the fucked up thing though is if you read his writings, like, dude, you really can relate.
Dude,
with that big
he's totally. Listen, take that one two lines where he says, "Hey, go merc somebody." Yeah. Take that line out of it. Yeah. It's all true.
Yes,
it's all true.
One of those people that diagnosed the problem well, but
oh yeah,
his solutions weren't that great.
yeah,
he was a little out there, buddy. Guys, I'm excited tonight. Look, we have had some guests recently, but one of my favorite guests and one of my favorite dudes in the world, who comes on. I think this is probably the fourth or fifth time I've probably had Adam on the show. I'd imagine our good friend Adam Nutter is here tonight, sir. How are you doing tonight,
Adam?
Oh, I good. I got you.
I would prefer a chant every single time I show up. No, it's fine. We'll work on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll try. We'll work on it, dude. Listen, this is a fucking stand-up comedian is getting a big head over here, bro. Listen, if you're not chanting, I'm not showing up. Bro.
I'm a sucker for a chant. I'll chant anything, no matter what it is. it could be like dude's name Adam that are gay, and I'm like, that's a good chant. I gotta chant it. Gay Adam.
And probably, especially when there's beer involved. A chant and beer go hand in hand, dude. That's how it works, bro.
Thank God he wasn't at the one like drag march.
I don't think
York
his mic
the other
is on.
Week.
Yeah,
I can't hear.
So I guess Adam can't hear his mic. Remember, we have this.
So
I'm trying to like project so AJ's
mic.
Yeah,
but when
mic,
you project, yeah, you know, project in the Adrian in AJ's mic, you're fucking echoing to everybody's watching the show. So that's why we shared that mic whenever we had guests. Remember?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you. That's why we had this setup.
If anybody
you said
wants
the
to send us,
pick
if anyone
it up,
wants
but...
to send us a fucking audio interface that has more than two channels, we would love that. Yeah. That'd be fucking great. We'll get there eventually. Although the show is kind of on life support, bro.
We're floating in a life raft in the middle of the ocean. We are fucking blistered up.
I'd rather be on a life raft than on a eight-person mini submarine by the Titanic. You know what I'm saying?
But let's get back to my incredible joke there.
Adam, what?
No, I was like, I don't know, would you? Sometimes that probably is better. Just getting blown out in a millisecond, being like, that was honestly better. Let's go out that way.
Yeah. Craig, what's up, buddy? Good longtime viewer of the show. Craig says, just being in the studio with Josh, Ryan's wife got pregnant. Look out, AJ. It's true, dude. I don't know what it is. Listen, I can just look at a woman and she's pregnant, bro. That's how it works. That's my whole thing now. Julie and I don't even sleep in the same bed. I just walk in, I open the door, I look at her, and she's like, "I'm pregnant again."
I blew a load of my wife accidentally the other day.
How does that accidentally
I'm
happen?
Not,
like you're,
I am,
like you're
listen,
making a sandwich.
Listen
and you're like,
to
oh!
me. Listen to me. I am not fucking kidding. Not I'm not 1% joking.
He tripped and fell.
I was literally okay.
Is this TMI. Like, is this like an old man who's losing the control of his bladder?
No. Oh.
This is like, I unscrewed the pickle jar, kind of weird came my wife thing. Real quick.
I think it might have been like evolution itself. I don't know. Procreation itself. Just the raw.
Craig was right. This is what's happening. You spend so much time at my house with me now, dude, in my basement.
I think it might be.
Yeah, that all of a sudden you're just like, I got to have another baby now.
Yep. I went condomless, and I went, you know what? We have two kids. There's some things going on. I don't want to go do TMI here, but went condomless. Oh, no problem here. I just completely forgot. It was just like my head. I was just zen. There's nothing in my head.
You were living in the
like,
moment.
What just happened? I'm like, oh, shit. You were too late now.
You were living in the moment, buddy.
Yeah.
And listen, totally if forgot. Living in the moment leads to another blessing in your life, then fucking so bad.
Well, it didn't. It's too late now. That was what it was long. You know, no, it didn't happen.
Oh.
Yeah. It didn't work.
Well, it could always happen again. You never know.
Well, no, that's there was kind of.
You're
a,
only what fucking 2 years older than me, right?
I'm 44.
Oh, you're four
we're
years
done.
Older than me.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, you're old.
Yeah,
as
we're
fuck,
done.
Dude.
We don't want any. No offense to people with special kids. We don't want any special kids.
I'm gonna have another kid right before I turn 41.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's your wife's young, right?
But
yeah, she's only 30.
Yeah, that's more of a factor.
Yeah, but the
you don't
the
want
rates
old eggs.
Don't really drastically increase until 50. 35.
55. Who's that?
Yeah.
Men how do they know that?
Men basically don't start shooting dust until they're like.
Oh, you mean men? I thought you were talking about women.
No, women are 35.
They said 55 is when they. I'm like, what?
35 is a high risk pregnancy for women.
Yeah,
after 35. Mm-hmm. I know that for sure. Adam, when was your last pregnancy, bro?
What does that mean?
That's a completely valid question.
Dude, we're trying to find out when the last time you're pregnant
like,
was.
The last time I was pregnant?
You
I don't remember.
Do
I get drunk and I get crazy. I go clubbing.
You have kids?
I have one, yeah. But okay. that was the last time.
Yeah, that was
so 11 years ago.
He's like one and that's it.
You're a birthing person?
You're
I can do whatever I want, bro.
Yeah.
Dare you.
This is 2023. Don't be a bigot. Don't
right.
be a fucking,
fucking
bigot.
Dare. By the way, Ryan, if you muck up my goddamn timeline on Twitter with defending women's sports one more time, I'm going to tech Kaczynski you with fucking dog shit.
Yes, dude.
God damn it.
One. One person. I said Caitlin Clark can ball.
No, she can't.
She absolutely can.
We've had this discussion in the studio so many times, Adam, where I am positive that there is not a woman, even in the WNBA, that could post me up, bro. Not one.
Bro, dude, I'm pretty sure, and I mean this with all my heart, I am trash. I am the ultimate white guy. I was only good in two sports, football and MMA. Outside of that, I'm really bad in everything else, okay? I'm pretty sure I could fucking dunk on Brittany Griner, that tall bitch. Whatever. There's no way she houses me. There's just no way. Bro, I'm just going to be like, no, I'm stronger than you. Like, I just know it. I just know in my heart.
I hate to turn this into a misogynistic thing, but there's not a lot of men-dominated things in this world that women are good at. I'm sorry. Like, comedy? Dude, let's go.
No.
The worst.
Yeah, exactly.
The worst. There are a couple. The thing about comedy.
I like Roseanne Barr.
I haven't watched her new shit, but I will say,
yeah, she's funny.
I will say there's a couple of women that are funny, dude.
Yeah. Like man, you know what? God created women from our fucking ribs, not our funny bone, right?
Chrissy Mayer is pretty funny.
Remember that?
I like Chrissy Mayer. She's pretty funny.
She just got married, didn't she?
Did she get married?
No, Chrissy's cool.
To Frank, right?
Chrissy's cool. Actually, my friend Sarah Bell is a really good comic. You guys don't know, but she's really, really good. She's actually very fucking funny. Outside of her. Those two. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Slim Pickens.
You know,
Taylor Thompson.
Who?
Taylor Thompson.
I don't
know. She's probably the biggest female comedian.
I just, every time somebody says female comedian, I immediately think of Hannah Gadsby, and I just want to puke, bro.
Chew on Head is legitimately fun.
Chew on Head is not legitimate.
Not a comedian, though, also.
Not a comedian funny. She's not a comedian funny.
She's not a stand-up comedian.
She's funny if she can edit. Did you see her on the
Ooh,
on Tower
fair.
Power Hour?
Yeah,
she was not funny on that show, dude. When she's off the cuff, she's not funny, bro, at all.
Which is the hardest to be.
She's not funny off the cuff at all.
Off the cuff, funny.
Yeah.
She didn't even have any good quips or anything, bro. It was just kind of like Cole was hilarious, and then Toad was like...
existing?
Existing. Not existing. uncomfortable.
Because a woman was in the room. He's not used to that.
Awkward.
And then... Clint was Clint, you know. He's like, I'm running the show. Everybody listen to me. And then I was on there, and I chimed in late, and as soon as I popped on screen, I was like, what's up, retards? And that was kind of like, they use it in their fucking
intro.
Like, intro now and shit. And so, like, I'm forever that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Let's talk about Target, dude. Let's start off talking about Target.
Good segue.
In light of Tower Power Hour, who just had Owen Benjamin on. Power Power Hour.
Yeah.
Bear-teria from yeah, Bear-teria.
That was pretty fucking cool to have him on. I'm not going to lie, dude. I don't know how long. Their fucking YouTube is definitely going to get nuked now. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's still, it's, I mean, it yeah. survived like at least two more weeks. So that's yeah, pretty cause, good.
Because yeah. Owen is ball. Not allowed on anything.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah, I know.
I just assumed they didn't have a YouTube.
Yeah, they.
I watched them on
they've
Odyssey.
Been banned once or twice, but they've gotten to come back. I know they're not monetized anymore. I know that for sure. But I've said a lot of shit on this show, and I'm surprised I've only ever gotten, I've never even gotten a monetary strike or anything. So I don't know. And I go pretty hard in the paint, dude. Especially when I start talking about like SPLC and fucking groomers and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, whatever. So Adam, do you still shop at Target or have you joined the boycott?
No, I mean, I wasn't really going there normally. I was getting mimosa day drunk with my girlfriends and being like, let's go for a blender, like, on a fucking Sunday afternoon. It's not like it was my normal jam, dude. But, like, no, I mean, yeah, fuck that place, I guess. But, like, also, I wasn't really going there anyway. So, like, I'm boycotting something I was already not going to. It's like, you know?
Yeah, I try to tell people. People are like, oh, dude, are you still going to Target? I was like, no, I stopped going to Target in, like, the very beginning of the pandemic because I walked in and there was this, like, really prissy dude at the front with masks like hanging from his fingers. Oh, yeah. And he's like, hey, you got to put on a mask. And I'm like, no, thanks. He's like, no, you got to put on a mask. And I was like, no, thanks. He's like, you can't come in here if you don't have a mask. And I was like, you're telling me I can't come in? It's Iowa. We're fucking Iowa. And you're telling me I can't come in here without a mask? He's like, that's what I'm saying. You can't come in here with a mask. Like, all right. I never went back. I go to Walmart, dude. Like any fucking normal American would. And guess what? Walmart didn't care if I wore a mask.
Nope.
Yeah, didn't give a fuck.
Because at all times, there's four actively new undiscovered diseases in the air of Walmart. Yeah, so it's like, well, who cares? So it's like COVID, probably killed COVID once it got in there.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck, dude. Like, they were like, oh, cool. Whatever.
Well, the first 2 weeks, they had masks, and they had people lined up outside, because I remember going.
That was the one.
Like, the first 2 weeks.
Where at, though?
It was Altoona.
Altoona.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that. And because I saw the fucking line.
I took a picture.
We lived out there when the pandemic started. We lived on the, mm-hmm. We lived in Pleasant Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And so I remember I came and they had a line out front. I said, nope. And I fucking left, dude. But yeah. The next time I tried to go to Walmart was in Windsor Heights. And they didn't give a fuck, dude. They were like, oh, dude. No, I didn't even see anybody in there with a mask on. And that summer we went to Adventureland, like at the very beginning of summer.
Yeah.
With the kids and shit. Or the following summer, 2021. And not a single person was wearing a fucking mask.
Yeah, they were done everywhere. Then.
No one gave a fuck, dude. No one cared. Iowa was like, never gave a shit. But Target kept going with that shit. For sure. Mm-hmm. The only places I ever wore it was at the fucking hospital when my children were born. And they were like, you can't come in here without. And I was like, well, I'm going to go watch my child be born.
There used to be a Target on the east side of town. And we called that Targetto. And then the one in West Des Moines was Target.
Oh, yeah.
So we call it Targetto and Target. Yeah. Well, Targetto was our Target, and that was pretty cool. That they got rid of that. It's been a while now. It's been probably 15 years. But.
Well, the Walmart in West Des Moines is fucking uppity,
it's
too.
Bougie.
Bro. Yeah, it's super bougie. Like, that, mm-hmm. people, that's the Walmart we use now all the time, right? And,
yeah.
And it's really funny to me because people will be like, oh, Walmart? You go to Walmart? Walmart's hella ghetto. I'm like, you don't know about the fucking rich people.
Oh,
Walmart.
The Jordan Creek one. You go to the Jordan Creek one? Or which one?
No, Mill Civic.
That's what it is. Yeah,
yeah, Mill Civic. Yeah. Dude. It's fucking nice, dude. Yeah,
the one on the south side is ghetto as fuck.
Oh, dude, the whole south side. Hey, people start talking about Des Moines, like, oh yeah, the east side's ghetto. I'm like, dude, the south is way worse.
South side is the crown right now. Yeah, we're like the scuzziest part of town.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But even then, I'm like, I'd walk around here at night, like, I'm not worried.
It's usually east and north side.
Staten Island, bro. He's
dude,
like,
I was just going to say, dude, listen to this conversation from three white dudes from Iowa. Be like, it's fucking... Dude, should I walk next to the products in Brooklyn at nighttime?
Oh, yeah, no.
Up.
Adam, there's no comparison.
Adam, I'm from Oakland, buddy. Yeah. I'm from Oakland.
I know. It's
Boston. That's why I know, but that's how I feel about it when people, these dudes that are like, oh, mayonnaise is spicy. And then they're like, don't go to that part of town. And I'm like,
it's all relative.
South side, you got nothing to worry about.
No, South Side's fine.
There's a little area up by Drake.
Yeah.
I wouldn't walk there at night, but,
but that's
the rest of the morning.
You got like a fucking, you wear like a hairband and shit, dude, so I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you like women's sports. So, like, you're not allowed to go there.
Yeah, dude. You do like women's sports. I can't name a women's sport that I'd watch besides, I don't know.
MMA, that's it.
Yeah.
I do watch.
And
no,
it's very.
I enjoy the highlights of a single. College basketball but player women, who happens
nah, dude,
to
I
be
love,
from
I
my
love,
state.
I love a bunch of chicks missing layups and airballing for fucking 35 minutes. It's fucking awesome.
I do watch it, women's MMA, but it's like I have like women, the women that I like, and that's the only ones I watch.
Rose, yeah, but women's as long as it's Rose, like, Nama Yunus.
Yeah, I love Thug Rose. Thug Rose is my favorite.
But women's MMA is like legitimately like a more of a higher level sport. Like there's more competition between them than there is in like basketball or fucking soccer. Oh, like, yeah. Why is a women's USA team just wipe the floor with like Korea, like 22-0 every time?
Well,
like,
here's the thing about women's MMA too, that a lot of people don't understand this, and conservatives might lose their shit. Like, real conservatives might lose their shit hearing this, but women fight dudes at practice all the fucking time.
All the time.
All the fucking time, dude. I used to hate the shit, but
they took a beating. Yeah. I used to beat them up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they get to go fight MMA. And then they go fight girls that are their size, and they're like, oh, dude. And so they're like, you would be surprised at how savage some of these fucking
right.
girls are.
Exactly. Here. I'm like, see, you thought I was hitting you because I'm a misogynist and I hate you. I was just training you. That's also the first thing is also true. The first thing is also true. But the second thing is also true.
They're both true. Yeah.
They're both true. Let's be very clear.
They appreciated that. Adam, when you were sparring women, I'm guessing they appreciate it in the gym because it's like they're doing their Super Saiyan thing, like, you know, 10 times gravity fighting a man. And then they go, like you said, they go fight a woman in the ring.
Yeah,
it's not an easier fight, but maybe they've been used to being pushed.
Jay Forte did say women's beach volleyball, and he's got a point. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, but that's not for competition. It's not like we're watching that. We're like, wow, this is high level, right? We're like, what's this dumb broad's name? Like, I'll go to her Instagram. Like, people just look up her. Like, that's all they do.
If I'm
going to
watch women's sports, it's going to be my daughters, and that's it, dude. You know?
Well, yeah, that was the point made on the Twitter thread. I was like, yeah, fair. Totally. I understand that. Like, yeah. But, like, I'm not going to watch fucking female March Madness. I did put some money off it, though. But I was just betting blindly. Like, I was like, I wasn't watching the games. I was like, oh, I heard this Iowa chick is good. Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
And she lost.
She's really money good.
She lost, though, right?
Yeah, but I didn't bet that last game, though. I didn't bet that last game.
Oh, smart, smart. Yeah, I've never watched any women's basketball in my life. Not once.
No, I don't watch it.
Not a single game. I don't know. I've never.
Although I was on. No, that's not true. I was on the road, and I was. And no, I was, dude. I was at a bar rescue bar in Denver.
Oh, shut it down.
Shut it down.
It was called Rockabilly's, and it was a real dump. I mean, this was after it was fixed, which is wild, and the place was still just a complete shithole. But this is how drunk our bartender was, by the way. Like, our server. Like, we get there, and there's a male. I bet on three of the male college games and the one female game, and she had on two of the same exact games and one of the other male games, men games. And I was like, hey, can you like put the other game to like the third men's game? And she's like, okay. And she goes over and she just switches it to like the other men's game's already on. And she's like that? I was like, no, that's the same exact game as that one. She's like, best I could do. And just slams the remote down. I was like, all right, I guess we're watching this game now. But on the other TV was the Iowa game where she was like slamming threes. I was like, this fucking bitch is winning me money. Let's go. But that was the only time I watched it. That was kind of forced.
I've never watched a women's basketball game. There's not one.
No. Not to completion.
No.
No.
No, I've never watched it.
No, I've never watched
it. Not at all.
Oh, I've watched some. I watched some live footage, and I think I watched that game. I watched live footage.
You said it like it's a fucking documentary. Like, I saw some live footage.
Yeah, I've seen
it
live footage of women playing basketball. It's very rare. I think I watched that championship game, but that's how rare it is in my life.
Every women's basketball game should be like Blair Witch Project, like found footage. Like, we found this in the woods.
Like VHS streaks.
But it's scarier than the Blair Witch Project.
My 11-year-old son's like, Dad, have you ever seen the Blair Witch Project? And I was like, it was like such a fucking can of worms for me because I went and saw it when I was like his age.
Oh, shit.
And in the movie theater, under the impression that it was real.
Oh, yeah.
Because they marketed it as real.
Yeah.
And for me, I didn't know who the actors were or anything like that. So I didn't. I was like, and I'll never forget walking out of the fucking, we were at the Brendan movie theater in Pittsburgh, California, dude. Okay, and we're walking out of the movie theater and it's silent. The whole fucking auditorium thought it was real.
Yeah.
And they were fucking silent, dude. All the way out to the cars, there wasn't a noise. Like, nobody was talking to each
everybody's
other.
Emotionally
everybody's
damaged.
Like, holy fuck. And I just remember being like fucking terrified, bro. Like, I had the chills and like, you know what I mean? And now I watch the movie because my son's like, can I watch this movie, Dad? And I'm like, yeah, fuck it. And I didn't realize there's like a ton of F words. Like, it's not an inappropriate movie, but man, that woman cusses so, she says the F word so much in that movie. But I'm watching it and I'm going, this movie is not scary, like at all, dude. And he's like, Dad, this isn't even scary. And I'm like, oh man, I was terrified when I watched this as a kid, dude. And he's like, this isn't even scary. He's like, do you got anything where people get their heads cut off or anything? And I'm like, oh, that's right. You kids are all fucked up now, dude. Like,
yeah,
you're not like, we didn't, this was before we had like before you can just hop on the internet and see someone get their head cut off for real. You know what I mean?
Yep. Dude, old internet rules. Dude, I was talking about that the other day with another comic. Old internet was the fucking best.
It was.
Said anything went, dude. The Dancing Israeli video used to be up there and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, you'll never see that video anymore.
Never see that video again.
No, it's gone. It's long gone, dude. I'm pretty sure that Epstein financed getting rid of that video, from what I understand.
I would guess you could.
Dark web only.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
Probably.
As soon as that fucking thing goes up, it's gone, dude. Immediately.
I bet you it's on the dark web. Someone on the chat, go risk yourself and your safety and find that video for us in the dark web.
Yeah,
find
it. We'll put it on YouTube.
Dude,
on Tower Power Hour.
Don't do the dark. We, on the Cult of Us, on my podcast, we for Patreon, we went on the dark web one time and did a search, and don't do it. Because, like, you don't know what you're doing, and we didn't know what we were doing, and I'm pretty sure we're criminals now, for sure. Like, 100% we are criminals. There's no way we're not. Like, it was crazy. This is, like, years ago, but I was like, dude, fuck this. I was like, we saw some wild shit. Like, a lot of,
mention one thing.
I guess would be the word.
Yeah, there's some bad shit on the dark web, dude.
Yeah, but, like, up. They don't, like, label it. It's not like it's, like... dead body getting fucked. You just like click the link and you're like, ah, like, get out.
got me again, damn it.
There's no words. There's just like a bunch of numbers and letters. It's like a bunch of, it's fucking wild.
No, I agree, dude. I agree. I was just thinking about something. It's totally fucking, this is my anxiety brain is all fucked up right now. I'm sorry. I'm probably not giving everybody.
Tell us.
I'm probably
bring
not
us
giving
along
everybody
on your journey.
I'm probably not giving everybody the best show in the world right now. Cause I'm,
it's kind of entertaining.
Adam's here. Cause I'm fucked. My brain is like zinging, dude. Like zinging. It's bad,
dude,
bro.
What do you want to talk about? I'll go on for hours. I'll talk about animals.
Yeah,
for
somebody
hours.
Did say to Benzo Barbie said to bring up animals early to get your tism going.
Bro, it's my number one autism is animals. Outside of everything else, fuck comedy, fuck everything else. It's animals first, and then maybe comedy probably is in the top.
See,
three.
And I'm the opposite. I have a dog that I can't fucking stand at all.
Oh, you're so. Who the fuck hates dogs?
Fucking dude,
this guy
drives me fucking nuts,
dude.
Bro.
People hate. First of all, can't trust Josh. Doesn't like dogs. But like, it's like it's so weird to be like fucking animals. It's like animals rule, dude.
Oh, I love
so
animals.
Fucking,
don't
no,
get
you don't.
I, yes, I do. I literally no, love you don't. I just don't like dogs, bro.
That's the number one animal to like. First of all, if you only like one animal, it has to be that one.
I'd much rather have a cat, dude. I'd much rather have a cat.
Dude, are you a gay
fuck
or lesbian?
Fuck,
what are you
bro.
Talking about?
I grew up with cats, dude. They were cool shit, dude.
Of course you did. No, they're not cool. No one says cats are cool.
You know what's cool about cats? You know what the coolest,
nothing.
You know what the coolest thing about cats is, bro? I'll tell you what the coolest fucking thing about cats is right now. When you have fucking six kids that refuse to take care of the cat, it doesn't matter.
Because yeah, they hate you.
Because all I got to do is drop a little food in a bowl and a little bit of water in a bowl and clean their litter box every 2 days. Bro.
They dude. Poop. They poop in your house.
Sure.
And you allow them to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Your cats will.
As
eat
a dog
you in
person, that's weird.
Die.
You think your dog won't eat you, bro?
No, they won't.
Your dog's
they
definitely
won't.
Gonna fucking
no,
eat you.
No, no, no. Wrong.
Sure. Yeah.
Wrong.
I don't
hater.
Think they would.
They don't. In fact, it will take mad time for fucking a dog to eat you, but cats in like fucking 2 minutes. In fact, they'll probably start nibbling if you sleep too heavy.
But no, I do. I love like horses and fucking barn animals and shit like that. I just can't stand dogs, dude.
Dude, but that's what makes people
no,
hate you.
Listen, Adam. Listen,
you there's some
Adam,
kind of trauma there.
There are no. Well, yeah, I did get fucking attacked by a dog.
Well, there you go.
When I was little.
Yeah, but you know what? Man up about it. You know.
I'll tell you what. There are dogs that I fucking like, dude. Like my wife's sister has a dog, that's like a fucking I don't know what he's mixed with, but he is like standard poodle and something else, right? And he's the most well-behaved fucking dog I've ever seen in my. His name's Rudy, by the way. The most well-behaved dog I've ever met. He doesn't bark. He fucking walks up to you, sits right in front of you, and that's how you know he knows you want to pet him. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like
my dog
totally
is an
chill,
angel
dude.
Face. I will. He is so cute. I'll get him right now. I'll get him right now and
go
kiss
get him,
his
Adam.
Face.
Go get him. Go get him. Go get him, Adam. Come on, dude. We'll fucking talk about how gay you are while you're gone. He can't hear us either, too. That's the best part.
He can't hear me the whole time. So
my dog is a Great Pyrenees and Lab mix, and she's weird because she's very very furry, but it's not fluffy like a Great Pyrenees would be. She's got the lab hair, so it's like wiry but like hell long.
Yeah,
and like gets in her fucking eyes and she can't see and she's like all dumb and oh my god, she runs around and my kids won't fucking walk her.
Dude,
I have to fucking
Great
take her
Pyrenees.
Outside. She's half Great Pyrenees, yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't act like one at all.
No, she acts like a fucking big dumb lab, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I thought she was like a labradoodle.
She's got the dew claw and everything, bro. Yeah.
I've never seen a labradoodle that
he's
was
a boy.
Oh, it's Pinto. His name's Pinto.
That looks like Frasier's dog.
Yeah, there's Pinto.
Well, he is a Jack Russell.
Yeah, he's a.
Woke him up for this. He was in a dead sleep.
Oh, he does look. He looks pretty sweet.
He does.
He looks pretty well behaved for a Jack Russell too. Because Jack Russells are usually pain in the ass. Put your headphones on, you dumb fuck. We can't hear you.
I can't. Hold on.
He can still hear us.
David Brady said he likes your dog, Ryan. Yes. Well, Ryan's dog is now a tripod.
Oh, I don't know if David knows that.
He was. I think he was in the chat when we were talking about it.
I think he showed up after.
Yeah. That's he very well behaved for a Jack Russell, Adam.
Dude, he doesn't. He's not a rambunctious dog at all.
Jack Russells are not well behaved dogs.
I know he is. That's what I'm saying. He really is an angel.
Look at him. Is he high, dude? Do you get him high at night or what?
Yeah, we shoot up. We fucking shoot up heroin together.
I've never seen a dog that
he looks like he's on heroin.
He looks like he's nodding off.
He's tired. I took him to the dog park today. I went to the gym. I took him to the dog park.
How old is he?
Big day. He's four.
Oh, yeah, he's four. He's young. Oh damn! Look at that. Libertarian Podcast Review gave us a super chat. We haven't had a super chat in a long time, dude.
Oh, Tyler. Awesome. That's good. Tyler likes my dog.
And I love Tyler, too. He said, animal cage match, Adam versus a rabid trans.
Oh, me all day.
Have you guys ever seen the video of the trans meth addict that walked into the 7-Eleven and hatcheted that dude's face?
Yeah, that was wild. That was like in Australia, right?
No, it was in America. That was in America, dude.
Oh, I thought that was in Australia or New Zealand. Like, oh, I know where I got that.
I'm pretty sure it was here. Hey.
Okay, probably right.
I
watched it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was nuts, dude. There's so much blood.
Not to watch the video because I don't want that image haunting me.
He survived, but it's like split his fucking forehead and all the way to the top of his head. And
he hit him with the blade of a
blade of an axe right between the fucking
right between the fucking eyes, dude. It was like a hatchet. It was like a small one. It wasn't like a
wow. He's lucky, dude.
No, it was a pretty. It was pretty big, dude. It was like a full size hatchet.
Full size axe. It wasn't like a fucking axe from a horror movie, dude.
It was like a tomahawk.
No, it was a fucking axe, bro. She walked in and the dude relaxed. I will say that he fucking relaxed, bro. Like she walked in and it was very clear she wasn't there to do anything good.
Right.
And she's holding a fucking axe.
Right.
Whatever the fuck.
I'm just gonna say, outside of lumberjacking, if someone's holding an axe, just run away.
Yeah.
No good outcome coming from it.
Not all of us live in fucking. Pennsylvania, bro. We got straps here everywhere.
If they're within 20 feet of me and they're holding an axe and they make eye contact,
my hands on the
I'm opening man. Fire.
Yeah. And you can get away with it in Iowa, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put him back to bed real quick.
Okay, go put him back to bed. He looks like he needs another one more full rig of heroin before he goes, dude.
A gram of coke to wake up.
Yeah, no shit. Does that dog take Xanax or what? Dude, he was like, I've never met a dog that chill, dude. See, that I would enjoy that if I had a chill dog. That's why I like cats, because cats will just be aloof and not want anything to do with you, and then they'll be like, oh, now I want to cuddle and lay down, and that's it.
Listen, I like both. I just think cats were domesticated later, and so they're just kind of like, they don't really give a fuck about you. They're just like, you feed me, that's great.
Yeah.
But if you die, I'm going to eat you and escape through the window.
No, we've
dogs are like,
we've tismed out on animals.
Are you awake? What happened? Oh my God, he's not getting up. Like, your dog's concerned about you.
Jay Forte said Rottweilers are the breed that I grew up with on the farm. Everyone fucking grew up with Rottweilers when I was a kid in the 90s, where I'm from. It wasn't pit bulls.
Oh, yeah.
It was Rottweilers. Everyone had Rottweilers. And there was like some horror stories. And so everybody, and they started like, oh, you can't have Rottweilers here and that. But I've never met a shitty Rottweiler. I actually like Rottweilers a lot.
Yeah. Those my mother-in-law had one for years.
I've always enjoyed. And my mom's friend was a, okay, this is going to sound weird, but it's true. My mom did adult. As an adult, she did like competition dancing, like tap and hip hop and jazz and all that.
No shit.
Yeah, and it was a 40 and over group, and they like took first overall at some competitions and national and all the shit. Yeah, and one of her friends that she danced with was a retired FBI agent, undercover FBI agent, and I probably shouldn't be. I probably can't talk about the stories that I know. Fucking crazy stories. Like, she went undercover in a salon once, and fucking big drug kingpin that owned it got him busted, and then he like ran across the fucking whole salon and headbutted her so hard that she has seizures and shit now.
Whoa. Yeah, dude, but dude, that's hilarious. Was he actually the kingpin from like the comic books? That's like actual like
a big like a big no, like a big kingpin from like another country.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't know Whoa. More than that, but I know some stories. Anyways, and so
Sinaloa.
But she had a dog. She had a dog that was named Partner that was like fucking 180 pounds, dude. Rottweiler from the FBI.
Partner.
He was from the FBI and he had hip.
Ironic.
He had hip. Yeah. He had hip dysplasia.
Because it was not her partner that day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, it was. They were going to put him down and she took him. It wasn't her dog. Yeah. And she took him and he lived like another 8 years after that. They were going to put him down. And he was the coolest fucking dog I ever met in my entire life, dude. And he was trained by the FBI, dude. He probably would have snitched me out. That's the thing. Cats, wow. you ever seen a cat snitch you out for your drugs, bro? I don't think so.
Not named Partner.
Yeah.
And if she died, he wouldn't eat her because he'd be busy eating all the peanut butter jars.
Let's be
peanut
honest.
Peanut butter jars in every
cupboard. Partner probably got trained macrodosing LSD.
I don't know. He was the coolest fucking dog, dude. But he would like, he had bad hips. And so he'd back up and sit on.
Oh,
like
all 180 pounds.
Like a fucking lap dog. And I'm like, this is the biggest fucking dog I've ever seen. And he wants to sit in your lap, dude. It was so funny. Anyways, dogs are all right, man. It's not that I won't say that I hate dogs. I don't hate dogs. I met a lot of dogs that I like. I met a lot of dogs that I dislike.
You know what I mean? Sound like Forrest Gump. Met a lot of dogs I like. Met a lot of dogs don't like.
Yeah, dude. Anyways, so. Oh,
Adam.
Summary.
Yeah. Let's see if Adam knows this Twitter lady.
Who?
Okay, so in a stunning reversal of the culture war, Harvard has said all races should be treated equally. Isn't that fucking wild?
Yes, dude.
Okay, let me pull it up.
Well, yeah, what about the trans, midget, black, queer person?
Yeah.
I want them
straight into med school. Straight into fucking med school.
Some intersectionality there. So there's this Erica Marsh chick on Twitter, blue Twitter chick.
She's not a real person, by the way.
Her at is Erica Report.
She's not a real person.
That's not a real person.
She's not a real person.
That's okay, so it's a satire troll thing.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna look this up right now.
It's not a troll account. It's a fucking Democratic operative.
Hold on.
Who has an AI picture that you can't find anywhere.
Okay. Can I read the tweet?
Yeah.
Her tweet says, today's Supreme Court decision is a direct attack on black people. Black is capitalized, by the way. No black person will be able to succeed in a merit-based system, which is exactly why affirmative action-based programs were needed. Today's decision is a, all caps, travesty! Exclamation points. So I posted and underlined, no black person will be able to succeed in a merit-based system. So it's when they're saying
she
something
must have been
quiet out loud.
She must have been reading the bell curve, dude.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, this can't be real. But it's not a troll account, but it is a Democrat.
If you look at the posts that they've made, I mean, there's a lot of really serious posts on there, but there are some that sound trolly. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to fucking fit. Cause she has like a fuck you with like Clarence Thomas picture.
Yeah, dude.
But then like she has like legitimate, like actual. Yeah. It's like, that's wild.
Yeah.
Is it AI? Do you think
that picture is AI?
That's not a real chest.
We found that out today.
I would guess that's not a real person.
Somebody
but
did a reverse image search with it and came up with no
matches. Yeah, even the
matches.
Background looks fake, dude. Like, even the background looks fake.
It came up with no matches.
Like, yeah, it does look fake.
If you had a headshot on Twitter like that and you had been involved in like Biden campaigns and all that shit, and you reverse image search somebody, you're going to find images of them. And they couldn't find a single one, which led everyone to basically say that's got to be an AI.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would find some kind of image. Okay. Even who that person really is, you would find those images, and you can't.
Still weird.
Wild. And then they went a little deeper and like looked at background stuff. You know, a campaign staffer like that would have a fucking resume and everything, and they couldn't find anything.
Nothing.
Nothing. So, a made-up person.
2024 is going to be wild.
130,000 followers on Twitter, bro. It's fucking crazy, dude. That's crazy. But affirmative action is deemed unconstitutional, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone
for now. I'm
now
sure
obviously the libertarian take was, well, it's a private college, they can fucking do whatever they want, and then the counter to that is they're taking public money.
But so they're taking public money. They're taking public money. But here's the thing for libertarians, because this was the same This was the same fucking argument I had.
Like, you can make a racist college.
Yeah, sure. But here's the thing, is like, nobody's going to make a fucking racist college, bro. Well, they already do.
Wait a second.
Hold on. Let's rephrase that. No one's going to make a racist white college.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, we'll make no one's going to make a racist
there
white college.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll make money.
But here's the thing. I don't give a fuck what colleges do, right? What I don't support is the government telling them what they have to do. And affirmative action was de facto the government telling them what they had to do and
correct.
Who they had to accept.
Correct.
On top of that, the college system in the United States is so fucked because of the government subsidizing it.
Yeah.
For people who don't understand subsidies, I have a buddy who worked in auto body for Mack trucks, diesel trucks. I don't know, whatever the fuck you guys want to call them, 18-wheelers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And big rigs.
He when I back in my early ideology journey, he's a fucking conservative, like very conservative, right? And we were having a conversation about, you know, subsidies for colleges and healthcare. Healthcare was a big one that he was talking about at the time, but he's like, you gotta understand, dude. If you as my friend come in and you're like, hey, I wrecked my bumper on my diesel truck, I'm gonna be like, cool, man, I'll get it fixed for you, you know, $1,500. We'll get it done. But if you come in as my friend and you're like, hey, insurance is covering this, I need to get this fixed, it's going to be $15,000. And that's the way subsidies work for college. The same fucking thing. It's the same thing for healthcare. It's the same thing for everything that the government fucking subsidizes because they know they can get that money. They know they can get that because the government's telling them, we'll give you this much money.
Yep.
And so all this shit, and I'm getting all serious now, but all this shit, you know, all these things that all these leftists want, you know, free healthcare, free college, free this, free that. Never going to be, first of all, it's never going to be free because the money going back and forth is too much. Like they enjoy it. I mean, the people you're voting for are the reason why it is the way it is. They're not going to end their own money pipeline because you are their supporter. They're just going to find ways to lie to you and continue to get you to keep voting for them. I feel the same way about the Republicans too. There's a lot of Republicans that are like, oh yeah, I'm pro, ending the war on drugs and wars in the Middle East and this, and then they get into power and they do the same shit. They're off at the end of the day. It doesn't matter who you vote for. You always get John McCain, right? Unfortunately, it's how it fucking works, dude. But Almighty Beach, bro, what's up, dude? I haven't seen you in forever, man. He sent a $5 super chat. He said he prefers cats, and he's a king, dude. So if he's what he says goes, man. Okay. Yeah, dude, it's just embarrassing, and so this is a good step for the Supreme Court to strike down.
It's a good thing.
It's huge, dude, huge. And I don't give a shit if you're a libertarian and you're saying that this is a good thing. You're an idiot. You're fucking stupid, yeah. Dude.
This is a plus one for equality. It's a minus one for the equity.
Right. It's a shock to the equity advocates who think that everybody should be given the same things throughout their entire life.
Now, yep. Hopefully they strike down the 19th Amendment next. We'll wrap that one
19th's
up.
19th's got to go, dude.
19th's got to go.
Got to go, dude.
Shout out, Dickie.
We got to go. 19th, 13th. All. At the end of the day, I'd like to get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
And just have one piece of paper that says, fuck the federal government.
Do what you want. Dude, I want the government. I want, like, I remember Benchwarmers, like, the paper is like, I am 12.
Yes.
I just want that crumpled up, like, I'm free. I do what I want.
Yeah. There was.
It's like from Parks and Rec, Ron Swanson goes, oh, yeah, I have a permit. And the park ranger opens it up and goes,
I don't know if
goes,
you guys are familiar with, you guys are both libertarian party members.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am no longer a libertarian party.
What?
Yeah, I haven't been for a while now. And in fact, there's my old haters have now moved on to, you only gave this much money to the party over the last year. I'm like, yeah, dude, stop my donation.
You're pro Russia.
Yeah.
You want Putin to win.
But the original party platform was three lines. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but we support the abolition of almost or of damn near everything. We support drastic cuts to whatever's left or something like that. It was like two or three lines. That's it. Dude.
That's it.
It was the whole platform for the Libertarian Party when they started it. Let me see if I can find it.
Interesting.
Find it. Original Liber. There we go.
I was not aware of that.
Josh is being his own Jamie right now.
Yeah, this is cool. Pull it up.
I'm pulling it up, dude. I can't.
Let's pull it up.
It's just showing me the new sharing platform, which is fucking way too long.
You know what fucking sucks about... what's his face? Ron Swanson? Because Nick Offerman's a fucking dirty lib.
Oh, he's such a fucking...
What a disappointment.
Shit lib.
Huh?
What a disappointment.
Well, and you know what's really funny about it, though? Is that they wrote that character...
Mockingly
to mock libertarians. Yeah. And we were like, that's the greatest character that's ever been on TV of all time, dude. And that's exactly how government should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, you guys got it. Yeah. Like, what's the problem? Yeah, I don't understand why you guys think it's funny about this. Yeah.
Who are you mocking here? This is exactly what we want.
Like, what a great character. But, and the writers actually, are just like, shit.
Dude, Josh, so you just actually kind of hit like a really funny point where it's like, that's like the lefties and shit. Like, that's where they think like, in their circle, like that's a joke to them. They're like, they want to be free.
They
want to be competent and self-sufficient. What losers.
They think everyone's just going to control their own behavior. wild,
dude.
Wild.
So anybody up for a submarine ride to the Titanic?
Yes. Absolutely. Is it made of carbon fiber and some newfangled materials with a Logitech controller?
By a Logitech.
That's the only thing that survived the crash?
Yeah. Also, do me a solid. If you could also paint it just the color of the ocean. So in case someone has to look for us, you just can't. That'd be great, too. Thank you.
Brian just broke his microphone. The red light went out. He sneezed so hard on my microphone that the red light went out, bro. Jesus.
Okay. I intentionally turned the light off so I could sneeze.
Microphone has COVID now.
Yeah, no, dude. It's got fucking...
No, it's got way worse. It's got monkeypox.
My fucking microphone's going to have monkeypox now. It's gay.
Damn.
Okay. He's really gay, bro. He wears a headband, bro. Come on.
Where's the headband? Roots for female sports. Wild.
Yeah, dude. It's getting rough
all
out here.
All the signs are there.
tried to play devil's advocate when we brought up child gender transitioning.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, over three. Over three.
I'll never forget that show because I was like, no. He's like, let me play devil's advocate. I said, no, we don't do that.
That's right. I remember
here,
we all was like, no, you're wrong.
I think you were on that show, weren't you, Adam?
I was. That's why I remember that. I remember being like, oh, dude, no, that's crazy. Now you're wrong. And then
that was the only time that I'd actually contemplated, like, okay, maybe Ryan's not cut out for the show. I don't know.
That was Ryan's Emma Vigeland moment, right?
Yes.
That chick that was on Tim
yep.
Pool.
Yep.
That was his Emma Vigeland moment.
Dude, he was like Patty Hearst. Like he's like, it's like no. He's like they have ideas. You guys just don't get it.
We were about 3 minutes away from checking his genitals just to make sure. You know what I mean? Seriously, like we were gonna. Next time you
we'll
come
be
over,
right
you
back.
Gotta show us your genitals, dude. I'm sorry. We can't be fucking around with these people.
And then we're gonna throw powdered sugar at you because that's what they do at prisons. I think I don't know.
Powdered sugar. It's delicious, sir. That fucking move. Have you seen the new movie that those guys just put out, Broken Lizard?
Nah, I don't really care anything outside of Super Troopers and fucking Beer Fest.
Club Dread was good.
It wasn't.
I liked Club Dread. But they just put out this fucking movie about the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
What? Oh, I saw. It's on Hulu, right?
It's on Hulu, dude.
Yeah.
And it's the dumbest fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. But because it's so that I actually laughed.
Dude, Super Troopers was so good, though. It's like, they can't, they never topped.
Oh, it was ahead of their time.
Nobody
was ever going to top that. I mean,
I remember watching that, like, in high school, college, like, just so many fucking times. Dude, chugging the syrup, which we all tried. If you didn't try that, you're lying.
I never tried
to
chug syrup.
You're a fucking liar.
What was that?
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Super Troopers? The movie
Super Troopers?
Well, like, chugging syrup.
There's a scene where they have a chug off with bottles of syrup. You know?
It's one of like the most famous scenes in the movie where Rabbit and fucking what's his face? Ramrod.
Right.
Puff syrup?
I forgot about
that.
Maple syrup.
And they're at a diner and they're having like chugging off but they really did it for real. Like they really chug maple and like they had like a few takes and like, yo, we can't do this anymore, we're gonna die.
Yeah, because they actually did it.
Yeah, they actually chug maple syrup for real. But
and J.H. Chandratar, or whatever his name is, the guy who played him, I just watched an interview with him recently. He said, yeah, we were like sick. It was making us sick.
Oh, yeah.
But like, we and my friends try that. And it does, don't. Very hard.
This brings up a fucking funny thing that I did when I was a kid. Me and my buddy
Rich. Suck
your
dick.
No, I never. Okay. Unlike you and Ryan, I've never tried it. So when I was a little kid, do you remember the cube Pepsis? The cube that came out, it was like a 30 pack of fucking Pepsis.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a paper route. I had two paper routes actually. I used to I made pretty good money for a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Like $200 a month, right? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck yeah, I'm buying so much candy. And I bought a fucking cube of Pepsi. And we went to my grandma's house and we had a fucking Pepsi chug off. So you could chug more Pepsis in a row. And that's a bad idea, bro.
Who vomited first?
Oh, Richard vomited first, but we both vomited. Oh, for sure. Like, we both vomited.
Vomiting Pepsi is the fucking worst.
It burns.
Yeah.
It hurts. Everything comes out. It sucks. And it was all over my grandma's kitchen table, bro.
It looks like you're just throwing up, like, whatever I feel like hell is the embodiment of. It looks like you're just throwing that
you
up.
Have,
like,
you did that indoors?
At the dining table in my grandmother's house.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
And let me tell you, dude. You have, like... As an adult, even as an older child, I always had control of my vomit. I'm like, oh, I'm going to puke. I need to go to the bathroom, and I'd go throw up. When you have just chugged like 8 carbonated drinks,
fuck.
You have no control over your vomiting anymore. It's gone. It's out. As soon as that little burp hits, it's projectile, bro.
Pop like a zit.
It was brutal. Fucking brutal. Sorry. Sorry, Ryan's mom.
It's like you just like popped a...
Yeah. No, it was like, like your stomach is like, oh no, this has got to go right now, immediately.
That's horrible.
Because you're adding like all that extra gas to your stomach. The CO2 bubbles have to pop, right? And the CO2's got to go somewhere.
It's the dumbest shit.
And that's what the burping is. When you burp after drinking a carbonated drink, is the CO2 leaving your body, right?
Why did we ever do inverted keg stands too?
Dude, no, those, because they get you fucked up.
Yeah, but it's a finesse move to show off. Yes, it doesn't do anything. You can just stand there.
Oh no,
and
it gets you fucked up, dude. Because all the blood rushes to your head.
Yeah, it's
that's what boofing's for.
Yeah, just boof it. Just boof
it, man.
Right up the boof.
Ugh.
Bypass the liver, go right to the
bloodstream. Put it in like the prison wallet, dude. Put it right in the prison wallet.
Yeah.
That's where
I
keep my Derringer, dude.
At the party.
That's where I keep my Derringer. You never know when you need your last chance gun, dude. You know what I mean?
So gross.
Just right in the prison wallet. Ryan, what do you keep in your prison wallet?
Dicks.
That reminds me. Don't let me forget. We got to talk about the emails. The Epstein emails. You said the Titan thing. Remember the submarine?
Right.
So the submarine stuff is going on all week. They're hearing banging. Remember that? They reported banging,
but then
I was glued to it.
Yeah,
I was
like,
"They're alive down there."
And then they were like, "Oh, they're the banging must have been like something else," and they just we don't know.
Yeah, wreckage parts
hitting
the sides.
I think that was
ghosts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it was ghosts in the Titanic. They were picking up the ghosts, knocking on the walls from inside the Titanic. That's what I thought it was, because when they announced they were dead. Everybody else is like, oh my God, they lied to us. I was like, what was the fucking banging, dude?
Is anyone going to tell us what the banging was?
What was the banging?
No. They were lying about that, too.
I don't know.
Maybe they were. They were probably lying about all this.
But during that, the Epstein emails, 40, JP Morgan deleted 47 million emails?
That's not shocking at all. These fucking people, bro.
That's so many emails. Dude, I can't even
can you think about how many emails that was?
So I'm saying, I can't even delete 7 emails of my own Gmail without having like struggling. It's
yeah,
like, how
it's
are you doing
like,
47
like a whole
million emails
for like 4 years,
dude?
Right?
You're just running a script to do it,
bro. I don't delete emails. I start new email accounts, bro. Legitimately,
right? Yeah. I'm just like, I'm done with this one. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not going through all this shit because they make it so fucking hard to like
dude,
delete.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. Just
I can
just add another one,
well,
add another two, add another three.
I'm like, you know what? I have like 16,000 emails or 17,000 emails in my Gmail, dude. And I'm like, I know there's emails in there that I need. Right? Somewhere.
You flagged them, right?
No. But I have got...
I'll do that shit either.
So after the last 3 years, I have been starring, they call it starring, emails that I know I need. Like shit from you guys and Top Lobster and other people. I have been starting to star those. But there's still shit from like 5 years ago that
he's
I know.
Grind your subscription re up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, dude. I gotta keep, you know, I fucking don't want the
very
wife
important.
To see.
wait, keep her up your toes. You're starring them so she won't see?
No.
I made a grinder joke. Move past it.
Yeah. Ryan got excited. He's like, grinder? Ooh. I haven't heard that.
I called Josh
gay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it was a gay joke, buddy.
I know.
We know that you know what Grindr is, buddy.
It's always super funny when I have to explain jokes.
You didn't have to explain jack shit. You guys just think I'm more retarded than I am.
No, it's the way you sound.
No, we think you're more gay than you are.
I missed the Grindr joke. Can you tell it again?
I think we got Ryan to his heated point. Did you see that? His face got red and everything, dude.
I know. I'm just busting balls, Ryan.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I don't have any balls.
All right. Well, you said it. That's crazy. I couldn't have said that. I didn't.
That's cool. That's where we'll punch you to check.
Yeah. Well, genital check, dude.
Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah. I watched a female softball player get hit in her fucking crotch the other day and nothing happened. I was like, yeah. And you guys think you have it so bad?
Yeah.
That would have devastated us.
We would have been dead. There was a game we played in wrestling called Slapback when I was a kid. And you lay down next to somebody on your stomach.
Cuddled? Yeah.
It was wrestling, dude, of course.
Every game?
And there were, you pair off like that, right? And then there was one guy running, and he'd slap you on the back, right? And then you'd have to chase him and try to catch him. And then he'd lay down next to somebody, and the other person on the other side had to get up and run. Right.
Okay.
And I was laying on my stomach, and a guy went to jump over me and slipped and stepped on the back of my balls into the mat.
Holy
fucking
shit.
Run. They didn't bust out of your
sack. Was there a rupture?
No.
Man, balls were resilient.
Black and blue.
Fuck.
Holy fuck.
And
this is high school, you said?
I think. Freshman year of high school, yeah.
Yeah, dude. We were like the same age. Like, that's when hazing was still allowed.
Yes.
Yep. And like, by the way, I appreciate hazing, and I think bring hazing back.
Hazing
that's
and
my
bullying
slogan.
Need to make a huge
comeback. Hashtag bring back hazing and bullying.
Correct.
Because
we should talk about that.
Dude, when I was a freshman, I played all 4 years of football at high school, and freshman year, the seniors, we had to run 2-day mini camps for summer because, you know, high school, that was important to run 2-a-days. Like, we're fucking making money. Psychotic. You can't even do that anymore. They don't want to let you do that in high school anymore. We were running fucking, we sometimes ran 3-a-days. It was crazy. So, like, in the middle of 2-a-days, the seniors would get all the agility pads, line up them in a circle, and they would just, like, throw 2 footballs in the group of freshmen, and whoever, like, it landed by, they would have to fight each other in the pit.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that was normal.
And it was like, yeah, just fight. And you're like, all right, I guess I'm fighting this guy.
Normal behavior growing up, for sure, dude.
Yeah, but
and
like,
now,
you know
now,
what?
If you did I'm that at a school, if you did that at a school now, you'd have to go to like re-education.
Prison. You go to prison for 43 years. Like, like, dude, like I'm telling you, I'm better for that. I'm better for
it
those
made us
years
better.
Of doing
it made us
that.
Better
yeah.
people, bro. We 100%. Weren't offended by fucking everything, dude.
Yeah, it was way correct. Tougher now because
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, stepped on my balls. My mom had to come and pick all 190 pounds of me up off the mat and carry me. I was in fucking inconsolable, dude. It's the most pain I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it as long as I live.
That's pretty bad.
And I had surgery on my nuts when I was a kid, dude. Like, before that. So,
Jesus
what's
Christ.
What's going on with your balls?
I had testicular torsion, like, fucking 40% of males who are active in sports when they're going through puberty, dude. Leave me alone.
What? Dude, 40%? There's no
it's
way.
It's not 40%.
There's
it's
no
a
way.
Very, 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 very common, though. Like, very
How did
common.
You manage 40%? To sire children?
What's a 40% testicular? What is it? Was
that's maybe like millions of kids? Shut up!
Is when testicular torsion is when you're going through puberty as a child and your balls start to move around a lot.
Right.
If you're a very active kid,
yeah.
they can get twisted or they can twist themselves, and it like stops the blood flow to your nuts. And so like you have to go in and they have to cut open the sack, and then staple them or tag them to the side of the sack so they don't twist up again.
They gotta pin it back. You know, like when you dissect a frog as a kid, you gotta like break his arms and like push him against him. That's a nerve your fucking
that's
dick.
What, that's, it's,
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, it's very common for, especially for kids that are already playing sports when they're going through puberty. It's very common, dude.
Okay, you keep saying very common, but I played sports my entire life and no one I knew had testicular torsion.
Well,
that's wild.
You had a bunch of friends that didn't have balls that hung very low, I guess. I don't know, dude.
I'm sorry I didn't play with old men. What the fuck?
I always had big nuts, dude. I don't know. They're big. They twisted around and I got a little surgery on them, and
sometimes you'll have one that doesn't
you got
descend.
A,
mine did that.
You got small
didn't
nuts and a big sack.
Way.
No, I got huge nuts, bro. Huge nuts. They're fucking. I like worry frequently that I might have testicular cancer. They're so big, dude. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here, dude? Is there something wrong with me? I want to make it
your
clear.
Balls
I'm not
are fine.
I got a big dick. I just got huge nuts, dude. You know what I mean? It's true. We've never gone this route on this show before. I don't know what's going on here. Testicular torsion is very common. Look it up, dude. It's common, dude. Common in men.
Okay.
They're going through boys that are going through puberty and are very active in sports. It's common.
Okay.
I don't give a shit what anyone says. Happens a lot. A lot of times you don't have to have surgery on it, but if it's bad enough, it's an emergency surgery situation because if you cut off blood flow for too long, you can lose a testicle. So
Take puberty blockers, does it have any torsion?
But I do think about it. Think about this a lot. I had surgery on my nuts. I got my nuts crushed, and I drank more Mountain Dew than any human should ever drink, and I've still sired all these children.
Yeah.
I saw a guy online the other day. He's like, oh, yeah, ibuprofen kills your sperm count. You can't have babies if you take too much ibuprofen. I was like, bro, I played football till I was 33 years old. Do you know how much I should have had stock in ibuprofen, dude? And I still have all these kids. It's all bullshit to me.
It's all bullshit.
To me, it's all bullshit. And I'm like, dude, well, maybe it's like, you know, just my experience, but no, dude.
Oh, don't smoke the seeds in your weed, dude.
Yeah, you're never going to have... I smoked so many weed seeds.
You're never
going to
have babies. It kills your sperm.
In California, in the early 90s, we only had Bammer. That's it. So it came in like fucking compressed circles that came right out of cans from Mexico. And it was all seeds and stems, bro. We smoked that shit.
Yep.
You can't stop me, dude. Can't stop me.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, I got too much too much testosterone, I think. I don't know. Anyways, we're getting to the end of this thing, man. Adam, I love you to death, dude. You're always fucking hilarious, dude. You wanna will you come on the after hour show for a couple minutes with us? And maybe we can say the N-word or something.
Yeah, I'll say it now.
No. I'm excited that the only person that's ever dropped the gamer word on my show was a fucking 50-something year old small Jewish lawyer from New York, bro. Ron Coleman. This is the funniest shit I ever heard in my life. I was just like, oh, he did it. He said it. And he was like, he was totally nonchalant about it because he was like explaining a case.
Yeah.
And how somebody was trying, you know, you can't copyright the word. And he said it. And I was like,
really?
I never got a strike for it or anything.
So it was in context.
If you go look at Ron Coleman.
Yeah, context.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in context. And maybe they do that. David Brady said he wants to hear Josh's thoughts on Jeremy Kaufman's vaccine. I haven't watched those, by the way. I don't know anything about them. I haven't talked to Jeremy in a while. I used to talk to Jeremy a lot, but I left the party. A lot of people don't talk to me anymore, dude.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, and that's all right, dude. That's cool. You know, I fucking just was your Trojan horse, but that's all right. you motherfuckers. You think you'd have what you had without me? Shit. But anyways, no, I don't care. Are you still, you're still one of those Mises Caucus party member guys? You still doing the party stuff?
I mean, not really. I mean, I am technically, I am, but like, I don't do anything. I don't do shit. I also have pretty much stepped away totally from everything also.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm just too busy also with my own shit and
focus on comedy. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just too busy with it. So
that's where I'm at too, dude. I'm like, I went and learned real estate and I'm about to get my real estate license and shit. I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm drastically improving the life of my family now that I'm not traveling around the country fucking like putting in all this time for a fruitless effort.
Dude, you really are like a single mother. You're like, I have all these kids, I hate dogs, I have cats, I work a real estate license now. Like, what else other single mom things do you do?
Bro, real estate is boss, dude. You know what you're doing. We have my wife
hired Josh Smith, boss bitch. Yeah, real estate in Iowa.
Boss bitch. My wife's friend, one of the reasons why we decided to take this route, was in her second year of real estate last year, made $600,000 in commissions in 1 year. So,
woo!
Yeah. And I know I can sell better than her. So.
Dude, I don't know shit about how, like, that's where I always think I it would be fun. It's like, dude, because I'm bored so much throughout the day. So I'm like, well, that'd be a fun thing to do sometimes.
I'll tell you this, real estate.
And then I just think of like, though, like, if someone's asking one question about the house, like, what would, I'm like, oh, dad, I don't know anything. Like, I'm out. I don't know. I was hoping you would just say yes when you saw it and like that we would move on from there. Like, I didn't have any questions.
The good thing about that is a legal description of every home is like recorded with the county recorder. So, like, you'll have a legal description and blueprints and all that shit if you get a listing. So like, you learn, that's all the shit I had to learn about in this class that I took to get my license. And I was like, I was all worried about that and the financing and all that shit. And then you're like, oh, well, you work under a broker for 2 years. So you're going to learn all the financing from them anyways, right? And then you get all the legal description, the plot maps, all that shit, is all recorded with county recorder already. So, like, you have all that shit, too. Very easy to do.
It's so the licensing.
But getting the license is hard as fuck.
Which, dude, I'm against.
Yeah, I am too.
So you get your license. How much, if you don't mind me asking, what's the total cost in Iowa for what you did?
To get my license?
Yeah.
All said and done, it's going to cost me about $1,200 bucks. That's assuming that I passed the test the first try.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I've heard that.
Every time you have to take the test again, it's $100.
Okay.
So if I fail the test, it's $100. But I took the two predictor tests because the national is 80 questions, the state is 40 questions. And I took the predictor test. I passed the state on my first try. With like 86% or something like that.
What do you got to get to pass?
I failed the national predictor my first time. I went to 76%. You have to have 80%.
80%.
Yeah. So I got a 76%. Okay. I was 4% away from passing the first time. I retook the test and got a 92. And I looked at some of the questions that I missed, and it was like I just didn't read. Like, I knew what it was. I answered it wrong. I did it on my phone at work, like while people were talking to me.
Dude, I haven't had a real job in so long. I was at the gym today. My buddy works there, and like he was like taking like usually like trying to like get promoted within the gym. And they had like some tests you had to take. He's like, "Yo, look at this." And I read the first three words. I was like, "I'm out, dude. My brain just had autism." I was like, "I can't even comprehend what's going on right now."
Well, here's the thing about real estate. The cool thing is like you work your own fucking hours, dude. So if you were able to, like I said, all said and done, it'll be about $1,200, and that'll include like desk fees because you do for your first. You have to spend 2 years as a real estate agent working under a broker. So essentially,
So essentially,
what I have to do is go out and interview brokers, right? They're not interviewing me; I'm interviewing them for like to come and work for their broker for a couple years, 2 years, and they're the ones that get paid everything. So they do all the commission splits and everything like that. But they also teach you everything, learn everything, and then you can open your own brokerage after 2 years of being a real estate agent. Which is, you know, if you can open a brokerage as a broker, get an escrow account, all that stuff. Then you can have agents working under you, right? Mm-hmm. So say you have like 8 agents working under you and you get 6 to 12% commission on every sale. That's split 4 ways, you know, between the broker and the agent for the seller and the buyer. So like every agent that closes a deal, you're going to get 2 to 3% of the sale price. That's pretty cool. You got 8 or 9 agents working for you, dude. You know what I mean?
But it's a total commission thing, right?
It's entirely commission.
There's no base on it. Yeah. There's no like.
If you want to make a lot of money as real estate, you got to you got to grind. But you can also sell 2 houses a month and make like $20,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or help people buy 2 houses a month and make like $20,000.
Right.
So it's you can make $1 million a year. I know people that make $1 million a year as agents.
Yeah.
But they're fucking grinding, bro.
I've looked into it.
They're up at 5 o'clock in the morning. With positive affirmations, drinking their coffee, and then by fucking 7 o'clock, they're calling. Yep. When they're done calling, they go to their appointments. When they're done with their appointments, they're knocking doors. You know what I mean? And they're making $1 million a year. It's worth it. You know, because then you could be like, well, I made fucking $1.2 million last year. I'm going to take the month of August off and go to fucking, you know, the Keys or whatever. Do it.
There's a DJ from Iowa that I follow on Insta that is in Arizona, I think. And he posts a lot of stuff about his winnings, his profits.
Dude, you can do it, bro. And the thing is when you're making money like that, bro, like every check you get is like a $15,000 to $20,000 check. Yeah. You turn around and invest it in real estate too.
Right.
You know how to do all that, right? And then you have all these investment properties and you're making money that way. And eventually when you retire, it's all passive income. You know what I mean? So it's a good
Ryan, let's go sell some houses.
It's not hard, dude. If you do it right, you can really make it, but I don't know.
I don't have the
Jay Forte said, "Wow, Josh is in on the small hat pipeline with the broker stuff." I am gonna start a brokerage. That's the whole goal, is to have at least a mom and pop spot brokerage or be like a subsidiary of Remax or something like that. But I gotta go and get my chops selling and buy and listing home selling and
move to Iowa, everybody.
Dude, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try to get all my friends to move here, bro. I'm gonna turn this into Liberland, bro.
It's cheap to live here.
David Brady in the chat earlier was asking us to come to Iowa.
We got constitutional carry. If you like women with thighs, we got them.
Yeah,
because
they drink ranch dressing.
They're here
by the glass.
They're well fed.
And a ton of corn, dude.
A ton of corn.
Fed. Yeah. Adam,
fed for a reason. Yes,
buddy. I love you to death. Where can people find you? Listen to you, support you, all that good stuff.
Go follow me at Twitter, at Adam Nutter. Instagram, same. TikTok, Adam Nutter Comedy. Go check out the Cult of Us podcast. I haven't done the Porcupine, like, I don't know, a month and a half. I think I'm just gonna rebrand that show a little bit.
Cult of Us is better anyways, dude.
Cult of Us is way better. Yeah. Go listen to Cult of Us. We said I'm Mike Rainey. Mike Rainey's a fucking man from Dad Meat and Little Stinkers podcast. So go listen to fucking Cult of Us. Fuck Porcupine, honestly. Go listen to Cult of Us. YouTube.com/Cult of Us. I have a bunch of shows coming up, but Helium Philly, July 29th, coming out to that. And for all my other show dates, just on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah.
Bro, we gotta get you something booked here.
Dude, I say all the time,
we need to do that.
All I need is a venue, and if we can sell some tickets, I'll be out there.
And you got a free place to stay, too. So.
That's what I'm saying.
Funny Bone.
100% want to.
Funny Bone, West Des Moines.
Yeah, we should work. We'll talk offline about that, man.
Yeah, all right,
buddy. Ryan, you guys got anything?
AJ? Follow me on Twitter, at BulldogGamer28. You can all sorts of other things.
He's not going to show you his balls, though, because we don't know if
just shaft.
No, but
only
seriously,
shaft.
if you guys could do me a good favor, hey Ryan, just had some of the greatest news in his life, and then his little buddy got hit. And so, if you guys can go give him some love on Twitter, that'd be really nice.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! AJ, you got anything?
Follow me on Twitter.
No, I'm asking if you had any drugs, dude.
Oh.
Instantly later. Looks around.
Later,
he's like, "Yeah, of course."
No, absolutely not. Follow me on Twitter at poison_tip. And I'll be sharing pics of my new camo I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell the story in the after hour.
By the way, Poison Tip is alluding to his herpes.
Yeah. Herpes on my penis, guys. Okay. Thanks for bringing it up.
Guys, we'll start doing shows again on Thursdays for the time being until I can get my fucking mental health back to where it needs to be. Looking to trying to do more. I still got to finish up the book for David Becker. I lagged on that so hard that now I'm like a month over the deadline. So. I got to get that done. I think Friday I'll be wrapping up a bunch of it Friday. Dave, if you're watching, I'll be wrapping up a bunch of it Friday. Getting stuff posted. Sorry that I lag so bad. My mental health hasn't been good, bro. I don't want to blame it on that, but that's a lot of it. Coming down to the basement and recording and trying to fucking cut and edit and do all that shit with the mindset I had has been hard.
We need positive vibes. Positive vibes, people.
I'm getting there. I'm getting better. I got another baby on the way in December, bro. I think that has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. Of knowing that we're gonna have 7 children in the house, and I'm just gonna have to fucking bite the bullet and start selling home. You know what I mean? Because we just probably a little bit of stress.
We'll pimp you out, dude. We'll advertise for you.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. We're gonna sell some homes, bro.
We'll physically pimp you out, like on the street, like get working,
bro.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
What are you paying? You know what I mean? What are we paying here?
I'm not paying shit. People are gonna pay to fuck you. That's how pimping works. I'm your pimp now. We just decided.
You're gonna need a lot bigger arms than that, buddy. Anyways, I love you guys to death. We'll see you on Thursday next week. I promise you. And then I believe the following Thursday, my mom gets into town. And so my mom has been on this show before in the early days. And so I'm thinking about doing a show with mom.
Yes.
She's always there. Yeah. And she gets in on Thursday at like 3:00 in the afternoon. So it'll be perfect. I get off work. We can do a show with mom that week. But next week we'll have a guest for you and all that stuff. I will see you on Thursday. Until then, don't forget to break the cycle.
Just have to explain, the lyrics of my last song may seem to contain a violent call to action in the verse and refrain, but I just meant it in Minecraft. The helicopter part was in reference to GTA 5 and the things you do. So any violence you commit, I am not an excuse, because I just meant it in Minecraft. What chipper is my friend and he's constantly cold, accusations of incitement getting totally old. Make your own choices, yeah, you have control, because I just meant it in Minecraft. Obviously, I would never advocate force, unless it's due process and a trial, of course. And if you're convicted, we will make you a corpse in Minecraft, just in Minecraft. You're nothing, I mean, you know it. The product is getting close to COVID. Holy shit, I think I'm poor.